Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Glad you're here for the conversation. My next guest digs deep into the numbers to figure out what's going on and tell you the truth as opposed to what they want to tell you on mainstream media or what politicians want you to believe. No, he gets the numbers. The numbers don't lie. Dr. John Lott is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org, when you want to take a deeper dive yourself. Doctor, good to have you back on the program.
It's great to be on. Thanks for having me on.
You've been taking a close look. Everybody knows that the number of crimes and violent crimes are on the rise in America. People can see their local news. They can see what's happening with violent crime. They can see looting and assaults and murders. And yet, the Democrats would have you believe that crime is dropping. But you found some numbers here that say what people are seeing with their own eyes near home is accurate, and what the Democrats and other politicians are trying to sell is not. What can you tell us?
Well, and the media is making the same line too. Look, there's two different measures of crime that we have. There's the FBI's Uniform Crime Reports. These are crimes that are reported to police. And then there's something called the National Crime Victimization Survey, which surveys a couple hundred thousand people each year, which goes out there and asks people whether they've been a victim of a crime. And the reason why they do that is we know that most violent crimes aren't reported to the police. And these two numbers have really, for the first time, become very divergent. You've seen huge increases in the National Crime Victimization Survey estimate of number of crimes. Between 2021 and 2022, it rose by 42%, the rate of violent crimes, which is just astounding. At the same time, the reported crimes to police fell by 2%. And there's a few simple reasons for why they're going in opposite directions and why you probably should put a lot more weight on the National Crime Victimization Survey than the crimes reported to police. The first one is there's been a big sea change in how the FBI collects this data. In 2021, for example, you had about 37% of the police departments not report the crime data to the FBI. It was, you know, you have cities like Chicago and Los Angeles and New York City not reporting it in 2021. You still had over 30% of the cities in
so basically, what you're telling me, doctor, is if you pretend it's not there, just ignore it. It doesn't exist. Yeah. Come on. Is that the tactic?
Well, I mean, there are more important problems than that. And then another problem is that the FBI, even the data that they're getting, they seem to be underreporting. But there's a third issue that I think is the most important, and that is we've seen a plummeting of arrest rates in the United States. I've never seen such a huge drop. And when arrest rates fall, people just don't report crimes to the police. I mean, what's the point of reporting a crime if they're not going to be able to do anything? And I'll just give you a couple of numbers. If you look at cities with more than a million people in them, in the 5 years prior to COVID, 44% of violent crimes were reported, of reported violent crimes resulted in arrest. And by 2022, it was down to 20%. So it went from 44% down to 20%.
Why?
Well, I mean, there's lots of reasons. One is you've had defunding the police, you've had changes in police rules, but you've also done things that have demoralized the police, things like having prosecutors who are refusing to prosecute violent criminals. What's the point of arresting somebody if they're going to be immediately let out and no, there are not going to be any consequences to them? I'll give you a couple of startling numbers. If you look at all crime reported and unreported, only 8% of violent crimes result in arrest. For property crime, it's 1%. 1% of total property crime result in arrest. And not all of those, these are for cities over a million. It's bad even for all cities. But what you find is that even that 1%, a lot of those are never charged. even though
they're arrested, but they never end up in court. They never end up in jail. Nothing ever happens.
Right. And so essentially going and stealing property, if you live in a city with more than a million people, is like a riskless crime. You really have to worry that things are going to degenerate further. I mean, it's good that there's at least a lot of people who don't think it's right to steal. But, I mean, what's the cost of stealing something if 1% of property crimes result in arrest, and not even all those are going to be charged once they are arrested?
There's no, you know, and look, we see these things happening where mobs go in and loot stores, take everything as if it's Christmas Day. We see people, illegals, beating up police officers on the streets of New York City. Of course, we all saw that. You see crime in all sorts of places, whether it's property crime, violent crime, everything in between. Nothing seems to come of it much. You're right. And it's maybe that's why people say, why, what's the point of calling the police if nothing's ever going to happen? And the people that stole my stuff or beat me up, nothing's ever going to happen to them. What's the point? And that's a pretty sad place to be.
Right. Well, it's a very dangerous place to be. But what you have seen, I mean, partly it's the reason why we've seen this huge increase in people buying guns for themselves and carrying concealed. We did a survey last year that showed that about almost 16% of general election likely voters were carrying concealed in the United States. That's up threefold from what the Pew Research Center found in 2017. That's a huge change that's occurred in a relatively short period of time. But, you know, basically the point is if law enforcement isn't allowed to go and do its job, if the justice system isn't allowed to do its job, people are having to go and depend upon themselves in order to try to stop crime and protect themselves and their families.
Yeah. So, look, I think that some crimes are localized because the only way we correct this, look, the war on police and law and order began, I believe, in earnest in 2009 with Barack Obama. I mean, you go back and look at the horrendous things that happened under his tenure, the several officers murdered in Dallas, Texas, all shot while they're trying to protect a Black Lives Matter protest and so forth. You see these things, it's just horrible. But we need to reverse field. We need to change the narrative and the discussion to get back to a more law-centered nation. I'll give you the last word.
Right. I mean, you have real problems if you see these types of drops in arrest rates from 44% down to 20% for cities for violent crime. And that's just of reported crimes. For all cities, it fell from 44% down to 35%, which is still a huge drop that's occurring there. But, you know, I've never seen numbers this low in terms of arrest rates for violent crime or property crime.
Right. It's remarkable. And it's not a good sign and not a good indicator for the future. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. If you want to dig deeper into the numbers, as he often does, you can go to crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You can also follow us at stevegruber.com. Back in a minute.